It's the Pinky the Pig Show. Okay, it's me. It's Pinky the Pig. It's time for the Pinky the Pig podcast show. And thank you for listening to our Pinky the Pig podcast show from all over the world and the universe. And I am here with my fabulous, excellent friend, Mildred the Moo 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 Cow.
Hi, Pinky. How's Pinky?
I'm great, Mildred. How's Mildred?
I'm great. Pinky, do you know what today is?
No, I do not.
Well, today is National Umbrella Day.
Today is National Umbrella Day? Oh, cool. Do you have an umbrella, Mildred?
No, I don't. Do you have one, Pinky?
No, I don't have one, but here's the thing. You remember a couple days ago we did a podcast on a trapeze, you know, the daring young man on the flying trapeze. We did the whole song and everything.
Right. That was episode 327.
Right. So here's the thing. The guy does the trapeze, but he also did the tightrope. He and his buddy, they did a tightrope where you walk along the tightrope. There's no way I'm doing a trapeze, but I could picture myself walking on a tightrope with a little pink umbrella.
Oh. You know, Pinky, I can picture that also. That would be so cute.
I know, if you just close your eyes, you can see my little pink pig body walking along a tightrope with a little pink umbrella. But I don't have a little pink umbrella, so I guess I'm not going to get to do it.
Well, you can still think about it. It's fun.
Yeah, I could.
But you know, Pinky, the umbrella wasn't made for that.
No, but it helps you balance.
Right, but initially it was created to keep people in the shade out of the sun, like 3,000 years ago. That's when they first started using an umbrella, and they used it against the sun. It wasn't until years later that it evolved into protecting from the rain and the harsh weather.
How about that?
Right, they would make it out of palm leaves and peacock feathers to stay in the shade. You know, and it was just for like the upper class, ancient Egyptians and other parts of Western Asia. You know, like I say, it was just first for the sun. It's called the mighty parasol.
Oh, a parasol. Yeah, that's different from the umbrella.
Right. And then in China, in medieval China, then in the 16th century, that's when they started using it for the rain to protect them. They made it out of bamboo sticks, and they would cover it with leaves and feathers.
Yeah.
Right, and they would also put oil and wax on it to create a really resilient place for the rain to run off of.
Yeah, because the rain would beat up and then fall off the side of the umbrella. Yeah, I get it.
Right, and then it wasn't until the 17th century that they made their way into Italy, France, and Britain. And, you know, it was just the elite, the higher class society that would have that. And, you know, the men really didn't use them. It was just the women.
Yeah, you know, I never have would. There's no way Farmer Tommy's going to use an umbrella, okay? I'll tell you that right now. He's not going to use an umbrella.
Yeah, he's probably a little too macho for an umbrella.
Yeah, there's no way. There's no way.
Okay. But anyway, they would make them the high-class society, and it was all about the handle. It became very elaborate. They would use expensive material to make the handles. You know, they're making them out of bones and wood. And then it progressed into, they would make the umbrella more of like a walking stick, and it'd be all about the handle, and they would use all this beautiful wood, exotic woods with the grains, and then they would carve it into the beautiful art form.
Yeah.
And then they got into the detail of the frame of the, you know, that held the fabric, and the frame would sometimes be made out of bones.
bones?
Yeah, they would use whale bones.
Jeez.
Right, and then they'd use wood and steel and fiberglass and, you know, and then they came up with the foldable umbrella.
Oh, yeah, it collapses down.
Right, and the first one was like 1701. It was rough, but, and then by 1928, they perfected it, and by 1969, they had the little teeny tiny pocket umbrella.
Yeah, I've seen those. Those don't hold up to the wind very good.
Nah.
But I really like the clear ones, the big bubble one that you get under and then you can see in the clear bubble. They're pretty cute.
Right. But, and then what happened is, you know, the parasols.
Yeah, they're the ones just made for the sun.
Yeah, they pretty much went out of fashion. They gave way to hats.
Oh, yeah, we did a whole podcast on hats a long time ago. Yeah, I remember. Mildred, we did a podcast about the hats. It was episode 85 and all about the bonnets and stuff. And very interesting podcast. We invite our listeners to go back to previous podcasts because they're very fun and there's a lot to learn.
Yes, Pinky.
Yeah.
But back to the parasol. I mean, you still see people use parasols, you know, to shade from the sun, but not as much as before.
No, but have you ever seen a little teeny tiny, teeny tiny, teeny tiny umbrellas that put them in the cocktail, the adult beverages? You know, they're tropical.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty cute.
Yeah, I think I would like to have one of those.
Well, I'm sure Lady Lynette has some somewhere.
Oh, I'm sure she does.
So are you going to ask her for one of those teeny tiny adult beverage umbrellas?
Well, yeah, I'm going to ask her, but I have to have the timing right. I don't want to impose, you know.
Oh, okay. And back to the umbrella. You know, I mean, it really is a great tool because now they've made them, they've evolved into very stylish. I mean, people put art on the outside of the fabric. They make them out of fabric and they print art.
Yeah, I've seen some really pretty ones.
And they can make them withstand like 50 mile an hour winds. It, you know, I mean, it's everything evolves.
Yeah, and it's National Umbrella Day today. I'm going with it, baby. Why not? I like it. Celebrate. Celebrate the umbrella.
And we can do that.
Yeah, I want to. Do you have pretty poems?
Okay. Okay, Pinky, I found a really great poem here. It's by Amy L.V. And the title is Umbrella Path. Like old stones in a river, one by one, these bright umbrellas form a path across the water, keeping people warm and dry. But today I long to tiptoe on the tops of each umbrella, green and orange, red and yellow, in soft silver tiers of sky. I want to dance across them from umbrella to umbrella, tippy-tapping, pitter-patter, as the people wonder why they hear a sound like footsteps on their colorful umbrellas as I whisper to this wet world, it is I. It is I.
Not cute and walking across the top of the umbrellas. Yeah, I can see it. Nice.
Okay, and Pinky, this next one is by Mr. B.
Okay.
Umbrella. Slack wings folded. It hangs by a claw in the closet. Sleeping or moping or quietly hatching a plot to flap out and escape on the furious sweep of the storm.
Oh, man, that umbrella's got a, he's got a plan up his sleeve trying to, he's got an opportunity to escape.
Yeah, but there, you know, there's the other side of the umbrella.
Yeah.
The umbrella can also help you to protect you in other ways from just the sun and the rain. You know, there's that kind of umbrella too. Yes. Like your family and love and friends, they create an umbrella. Yes. Okay, I love you.
I love you.